Morning, ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues and friends. It's for me a really great pleasure to welcome you here in Lausanne for this hopefully not too hot conference, but on very hot topics. Let me first thank very warmly all our American, European and Swiss friends who have all gone a long or sometimes shorter way to be here with us today, a part of this event. I would also like to very warmly thank the Swiss Institute of Comparative Law for this long-lasting and always very fruitful cooperation in many areas, but in particular in regularly organizing this traditional conference. And a particular appreciation also to all the individuals that were directly involved this year in the organization of the conference, in particular Lucas Eikendorn, Marie-Laure Lauria, and of course also Christophe and Jacques, our drivers, and of course also our secretary, Marcia Gavillier. Thank you to everybody. Without you, this conference would not take place today. Before the show begins, I would like, allow me to say some words to set the scene and to try to explain the title of this conference and the basic idea which is behind it. In 2011, some years ago, an American professor, Stephen Burbank, wrote a very interesting article on the University of Pennsylvania Journal for International Law, titled International Civil Litigation in the US, Becoming a Paper Tiger. And as the title clearly suggested, Professor Burbank was arguing that US courts were not being so threatful for foreign defendants, and in particular for foreign corporate defendants, as they used to be in the past. It is true that in the last 10 or 15 years, the American civil justice system has experienced several significant changes, partly through legislation, but in particular through the case law of the U.S. Supreme Court, a conservative Supreme Court. And at least seen from a European perspective, I would say that the impression is that the common thread among several of these developments is a very defendant-friendly but also business-friendly approach. So between 2011 and 2014, the U.S. Supreme Court has, as you know, in the Daimler and before that Goodyear and McIntyre cases, put an end to the very feared doing business jurisdiction, and more generally has quite severely curtailed the international, the transnational reach of U.S. court jurisdiction. In 2010, the same Supreme Court, under the lead of late Justice Scalia, has reinvented or revived a very tough, very strict presumption of extraterritoriality, which has then applied and enforced across many areas of statutory claims, not only in securities regulation, Morrison case, of course, but also alien tort claims, as was mentioned by Lucas before, so Sosa and Kiobel cases, and more recently also the well-known European Community Nabisco case, so in the area of RICO violations. The availability of class action has also been to a certain extent restricted, not only by the Class Action Fairness Act in 2005, but also by a very restrictive understanding of the commonality requirements in the Walmart case in 2011, and more generally through a very liberal stance taken by the Supreme Court with respect to the use of arbitration agreements, even in the field of consumer litigation and of employment litigation in the wake of the AT&T and decision and its progeny. Corporate defendants have also benefited to a certain extent of a rereading of the rules concerning pleading, the pleadings rules of the Federal Rules on Civil Procedure in the Ashford versus Iqbal case in 2009. And last but not least, we all know that after setting the scene in the BMW versus Gore decision in the 90s, the U.S. Supreme Court has become increasingly tough in its attempt to curb, to a certain extent, grossly excessive punitive damages awards in the State Farm versus Campbell case, and then in the more recent Philip Morris case, and lately in the Exxon Valdez case. So I think that while plaintiff and foreign plaintiffs and sometimes victim of torts are not necessarily pleased with these developments, defendants, and particularly corporate defendants, have certainly a reason to be pleased of this. However, being in Switzerland, of course, we are very well placed to know that the tiger can still bite. Foreign corporations are very often exposed and face very often the risk not only of very important punitive damages award, but also other kind of penalties, civil, administrative, criminal penalties, and are very often forced into settlements or plea bargaining agreements or special programs for Swiss banks, for instance, for huge amounts of money. In a rather recent article which was published in the Le Monde Diplomatique last February, and I thank Gian Paolo Romano, I don't know if he's here, for the hint. The total amount of fines that was paid by European business to the American administration or agencies in the last few years was estimated at around $40 billion. So the problem is still there. In this confronted scenario, the ambition of this conference is to try to have a more clear view on where we are, where we stay now, and where we are heading in this very particular playground or battlefield, if you prefer. And at a time where global warming is paradoxically having a chilling effect on the political relations across the shore of the Atlantic, we thought that it's certainly a good idea to take also the temperature in the field of civil litigation, to see whether what was called by some German scholars in the past year, in the last year, the justice conflict, justice conflict, is still burning, or it's to a certain extent cooling down in the last years. So I wish you and I wish us all a very enriching event, and hopefully not too hot today. And I'm very happy to pass the floor to our first speaker, who will make the real introduction to the subject. We have the great pleasure of having Thomas Verlaine, who is one of Swiss star attorney, in particular in the area of international litigation and U.S. litigation in particular. Thomas studied in Zurich and then had a Harvard Law School degree. He was active not only in Switzerland as an attorney, but also in England and in the U.S. for many years. He is now a partner at Quinn Emanuel, a very well-known international multinational law firm. In the last few years, he was also the leader of the conflict section of Novartis, so he was very much involved in international litigation, in particular with the U.S., and he's now also involved in very important cases concerning FIFA conflicts and SITCA. So we are extremely happy to have him here. And I hand him over for this presentation. Thank you so much. And thank you for being here. Thank you.